Chase and Dujanovic. Eye on the Hill 2023. Special coverage with Dave and Dujanovic.
Do you agree with this pitch on Capitol Hill that no matter how old you are, you could be my age, almost 56 years old, you don't have kids on social media, but yet you must provide your identification or your age verification to a social media company? I don't know that if that's going to be through a driver license, but if it is, I might think about canning some of these social media apps I'm on.
That's the deal breaker?
Yeah.
Like having to verify your age? That's a nothing for me. I don't care because the information that social media companies have, that Apple has from my phone that I use every single day, my age is the least important number that they have. They have all of my credit cards. They have all of that stored, all of my information. They could rob me blind tomorrow if they wanted to.
Douglas from Elkridge, good morning. Is this a deal breaker for you?
Well, what I want to say is it's pace.douglas on Instagram, and it's called Matthew Tan, 3233, because Governor Cox chose darkness. Governor Gary Herbert chose darkness.
All right. We don't know where that conversation was going. Do you have any idea, Dave?
I don't know. Sorry.
We're taking your live phone calls, 801-575-TALK, on this new proposal on Capitol. Actually, it's been switched up a bit. Originally, we'd reported on and we talked about a ban on users of social media who were under the age of 16. That's morphed into age verification now. And also, you know, the possibility of parental consent. There's still a lot of work to be done on the Hill. We don't know what is going to come out in the wash, but I have no issues with parental consent. I just don't like that I've used Facebook for 10 years. I've used Instagram for I don't know how long. And all of a sudden, I got to go back and verify my age. And oh, by the way, how many other states, how many other countries are requiring this? So I don't really know what impact that's going to do. It's just going to put a burden on me as a Utah resident.
Yeah, no question. I think of my Venmo account. My Venmo account required verification. I had to upload my driver's license. I had to put in some banking information. That's some serious verification. My son was trying to drive for the food, DoorDash. And he had to go through and upload his driver's license and take a picture of himself. Like, this is not unique. We do this in a lot of apps in a lot of different areas. So I don't know why all of a sudden we're having heartburn over it now.
Josh from Taylorsville, what's your quick take?
Personally, I really don't care. It doesn't matter to me. Like they were saying, you know, they've got all my information anyway. You know, if they want to rob me, they can and to upload my ID. Yeah.
No big deal. No big deal, nope. It sounds like. No big deal, it sounds like. So maybe I'm going to be outnumbered on this one.
Yeah. Part of the problem, I think, with social media, the biggest problem I have is we don't have enough identity verification. I think every single account should be directly attached to a person, a real person, a real name, because a lot of the bullying, a lot of the predatory stuff happens through anonymous accounts.
The State of the Union. Special coverage with Dave and Dujanovic.
Leah Murray, live on the line. You can hear her on KSL at night, right here. Not tonight, though. 7 o'clock is the President's State of the Union address. She is also the Walker Institute of Politics and Public Service Director at Weber State University. Good morning.
Good morning.
What are you expecting? What are you listening for from President Joe Biden tonight?
Yeah, I'm expecting him to prove that he is worthy of the nomination for the 2024 cycle. And how do I say that better? I don't think he will, but I think that people who are watching, that's actually what they're listening for, ooh, right? It's not the list of all the things he's done. It's about whether he can actually go the distance and be the nominee in the next cycle.
What's his path? Because you look at the polls, you look at the numbers that are out there, his approval ratings, and has been for a while, it's in the dumps. What does he say, or what is a way that, who does he have to talk to and win over tonight?
He has to persuade Democrats that he is actually the person they want. So there's a poll on PBS, right, that came out yesterday saying that only 37% of Democrats want him to seek a second term. So really tonight, I think he's talking to the Gavin Newsoms, right, or the Gretchen Whitmers, who are maybe possible candidates, and they're going to look and see how weak he is and whether they start to run as we gear up for this next one. But I think he's got to persuade Democrats he's actually, you know, not too old for the job.
Wow, Leah, that is huge news. Thank you. I'm totally going to listen to this differently, because that it be instead of becoming the conciliatory centrist Biden, if he has to win over that group, if he has to win over the base in this speech, that's going to be a much different State of the Union than I expected.
We will be, of course, as a team, walking you up to the State of the Union tonight at 7 o'clock right here live on KSL News Radio.